Hello, my name is Rosemary Cooper-Clark and I'm a leadership coach and consultant. And in this audio, I'm going to be sharing how to increase the rate of return on your marketing activities. It comes about from three conversations I've recently had, one with an owner-manager of a small business, the second with a partner of an accountancy firm, which you would classify as a small, medium enterprise, and the third with the strategy leader of a corporate. And they were each wanting to improve their return on marketing. And when I asked the first owner-manager what he did for marketing, he mentioned networking. And he said that he went around to local events and talked to everybody about what his services were. So I asked him, well, who's your ideal client? And he gave me a description, and then I said, well, where do they go? What networks do they go to? And he looked at me and said, ah, I see what you're getting at. And I because basically what he'd been doing was going to networking meetings and hoping that somebody there would be interested in his services or would know somebody who would be interested or might be interested in the future. Well, if he researched the networks where his ideal clients went, he'd have a far better return on that activity. The second was with the partner of an accountancy firm, and I asked him again who his ideal clients were. And he told me that they'd got a number of locations in different geographies. So I said, well, where is the biggest growth area in those geographies of clients who would be potential clients for you? And again, he hadn't actually done any research to find out where were the fastest growing areas. And again, with the strategy leader, she had defined the market sectors that she wanted to focus upon. But when I asked her, well, what's the rate of growth of those sectors in recently, and how much of your current services come from clients in each of those sectors, so that it will enable you to focus your marketing activity on the most profitable sectors for you? In each of these cases, it shows that you can put a lot of effort and time and money in fine-tuning your services, getting your messages right, and going out and taking a scattergun approach to informing the potential market of your existence. However, if you stop and think first of all who your ideal clients are, where the growth is, and how then to target the marketing activity specifically to that growth area, you are far more likely to get a higher return on your marketing spend. So good luck, and until next time, Rosemary Cooper-Clark, leadership coach and consultant.